Getting to know you, getting to know all about you, getting to like you, getting to hope you like me.
Welcome to the Ninja Forms Meet the Team miniseries. Today I'm joined by the number-crunching, coffee-judging, Tesla-driving, fine whiskey connoisseur, a man who can spell turmeric correctly, our very own Ninja Jeremy.
You've nailed it. I think the introduction covered everything. We're done.
The interview's over. So today we're here as part of the Meet the Team miniseries, the Getting to Know You, to find out who is Jeremy.
That's a great question.
I ask
myself that almost every morning.
and sometimes I answer myself in funny voices, but we won't do that. So,
I mean, I could do that. I'll just pitch you up really high.
Yeah, right.
Slow it down.
Speed it up.
For sure. Yep. For sure. So, what better way to get to know someone than to play the infamous 20 questions? Are you ready?
All right. Okay. I just looked at my watch to see how long we're going to be here.
Hey,
I booked this time. You did. That's right. That's right.
Question one. If you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with your extra time?
It's fun. I used to skip a night's sleep. Like I used to do every other day.
Wow.
Just to get more done.
When you were a young man.
That's right. When I was a younger man than I am now. And I'm still a young man, so we'll just leave that there.
That's fair.
I would have to assume that if I don't have to sleep, then no one else has to sleep either. So I would spend more time with my kids.
Okay. That's fair.
There you go.
Or just wake them up.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
I can't sleep.
I can't sleep.
Come spend time with me.
Yeah.
All right. I like that. Question two, what fictional place would you most like to visit, be it from a book, movie, et cetera, and why?
I'm going
to
give you two.
That's fair.
Okay. Atlantis.
Okay.
Just because I think that'd be pretty cool.
That is
right?
Pretty cool.
Although I don't scuba dive, so there's a problem there. But if I can go anywhere, then I can do anything, right? So, and then I think Narnia would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, with the all the stuffs and the White Witch and, you know, Turkish Delights. I'm a fan.
Turkish Delights are awesome.
There you go.
Especially real Turkish Delights.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a fan. All right. Question three. What hobby would you get into if time and money were not an issue?
Oh, I could totally be like a recreational race car driver. You know, like those super rich guys who are just like, what are you doing this weekend? I'm going out to the track.
That's fair.
So, yeah, I think I'd that'd be my thing.
And those people, like, they don't even have to be competitive if they don't want to be.
Yeah. Although often they are, right? Mm-hmm. But I actually have a friend who he actually does that, right? So he'll go out like one weekend a month and he'll race, you know, Porsches and Mercedes and McLarens and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it requires a fair amount of money. So,
is it one of those things where you didn't know you would want to do that until you saw him?
You know, I guess in the back of my head, I've always liked cars, right?
Sure.
So, but then I was like, wait, this is an option?
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So,
this is a lifestyle choice.
I can do that.
Love it. Question four. What is your biggest day-to-day motivator?
It's actually kind of self-beating. Right. So I want to do better than I did the day before. So my motivator, I guess, is like, okay, Jeremy, you did pretty good yesterday. But you ain't seen nothing yet. So.
Is there like self-deprecation in there at all?
No, it's almost, you know, egomaniac, right? The other extreme. Like, okay, that was great, Jeremy. Let's do better.
I got you. Awesome.
And occasionally it does suck. I mean, let's be honest. We all have bad days.
Such is life. Yeah. Such is life. Question five. What is your biggest fear?
Not being able to get out of this chair. This chair is super comfortable.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Let's hope that it's well put together.
I'll keep it light. Yeah, let's leave it. That's my answer.
Okay.
Done.
Question six. What is the most annoying habit that other people have? Of course, this implies that you do not have that annoying habit.
Of course. I think there's two, and one of them I do have.
Okay.
Right, so the one that I do have, it sometimes bothers me when people appear to know more about a subject than they actually do, right? Because I can pretty much spot it because I do the same thing a lot of times.
So pretentiousness.
That really bothers me. Like,
okay,
they're like over the top with it. But even just the like, oh yeah, no, I read a book about that. I totally know how to do it.
Gotcha.
It's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Zach, sure you do. Yeah.
You've not done this for 1,000 hours.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Is that how it goes? It's 1,000 hours to become an expert in anything?
It's 10,000.
Is it 10,000?
10,000.
Jeez.
And you just highlighted, actually, I think that's the problem, right? Is
we
have folks who think it takes less time to be an expert at something that actually does.
That's fair. I've always thought it was 1,000.
There you go. So you're wrong.
Okay. Yeah. It happens.
You didn't read the book.
It happens.
Yeah.
You know, people don't spell turmeric right either.
10,000 hours. 10,000 hours. Yeah. Yeah. So that's one. The other, thankfully, I don't have, but partly because I grew up with it.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad and my youngest brother are both like notoriously late for everything.
Okay.
And so I can't do that. Like I end up being the opposite. So I'm like, oh, okay, it starts at, you know, noon. See you at 9:45.
Yeah.
But for them, like, if you want them to show up somewhere on time, you tell them it starts a half hour earlier than it actually does.
Just to get them to be there.
And then they're like, oh, sorry, I'm late. I'm like, yeah, yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
You know, even though you're here exactly when I wanted you to be.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, that's it. Timeliness and arrogance. Done.
Sure. Question 7. If you had to change your name, what would your new name be?
Raul Ibanez.
That was... You answered that very quickly. That was very specific.
I mean, there's no other right answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, done. Okay, cool. Question 8. What food do you find absolutely disgusting?
Ooh, you know, I'm, as you can probably, well, those that are listening can't see my physique. It is less good than it once was. So I don't have a lot of foods that I, like, turn down my nose at.
I wouldn't consider you a heavyset man.
Well, thank you. I'll accept that. I'm heavier than I want to be. How's that?
Okay.
But definitely... I like most foods, all that to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm generally not a fan of, like, organ meats.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So intestines and bladders.
Yeah,
and,
you know, I've been there, done that. I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha. Question 9. What skill would you most like to master?
Wow, that's a good one. I think it's one that I struggle with because for those of you that have done Strengths Finders, right, they have all these. And one of mine is woo,
mm-hmm.
which means that, like, I can engage and get to a reasonable depth of likeness pretty quick with people.
Yeah.
My challenge is, like, keeping my attention there and, like, actually developing those relationships beyond just, like, Jeremy seems like a real nice guy, and then I never talk to them again.
That's, you know, fair.
So being more intentional in relationship building.
I think that's...
Is that a
yeah.
skill? I don't know.
Yeah, no, yeah, no that's no. good. That's good. Yeah. I mean, that's even exemplified by, like, when I first met you.
Yeah, there you go.
Jeremy's right? cool. I like yeah. Jeremy. And I literally don't think I saw you for, like, maybe a year.
Exactly. That's my gift. Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Good answer. Good yeah. answer. Question 10. If you could know the absolute and total truth to one question... What question would you ask?
You know, we could spend some time here and get real philosophical.
Yeah, this goes 50-50. It either goes in the religion philosophy route or it goes scientific.
Yeah, so, you know, I tend to go towards religion, you know, being a pastor's son and growing up in church.
Oh, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, all true things.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know that I want that answer.
Okay.
Right? Like,
yeah.
I think there's something special about, like, faith
and maybe hope, maybe it'll affect how you live the rest of your life.
Exactly, right?
For the better or worse.
Exactly, right? Because, yeah, there's some things I might do that probably shouldn't do, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, I guess I would probably want, boy, I don't even know. I think I'm good with things the way they are, right? In my half-truth life here.
So is there good. Like is there like a scientific curiosity that you have a question to?
Here's one. Okay. I will go with like to know for certain
mm-hmm.
if aliens exist.
Nice.
That's where I'm headed.
Yeah.
Aliens.
Love it. Question 11. What takes up too much of your time?
Meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. James and I were talking about this unrelated, and he's reading a book that I've read before that I'm a big fan of called Death by Meeting.
I saw this recently. Yeah.
And it's a great book, but the premise is that, not, you know, it's not meetings that are the problem.
Yeah, it's right? how we conduct
it's,
them, right?
It's exactly. It's kind of the fact that they end up getting done for meeting's sake.
Yeah.
So I'm a huge fan of, like, the productive, intentional.
Yeah, not all meetings point. Are bad.
Yeah.
But oftentimes they can cause anxiety due to, like, loss of time doing the work, yada, yada.
Yeah, it's... so, you know, a good meeting is tough to beat, and a bad meeting, it can ruin your day.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Absolutely.
So, First thought was meeting. Let's stick with it. Done.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Okay.
I'm with you. Question 12. Of the places you visited, what was your favorite?
Ooh, that's a good one. So I am a bit of a travel buff,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I've been to approaching 100 countries. I'm still missing one state, though. So
mm-hmm.
I've been to 49 states. North Dakota is my outlier. So got to get there. But gosh, I don't know. I don't think I have an absolute favorite. I have mm-hmm. places I like for different reasons.
Yeah.
I really like Italy in general a lot. The Mediterranean in general, right? Spain, Greece, that whole region.
Yeah.
Like, I could, but I've been a lot of places like that, and, like, I could live here,
mm-hmm.
right? So yeah, I like to travel. I like to visit new places. I cannot pick an absolute favorite.
That's fair.
Done.
Well, you said Greece and Mediterranean, so I'm going to use that as a Freudian slip and say that.
Okay. All right. There or Chattanooga. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's fair. Question 12. No. That is not question 12.
That
question
was,
13.
That's right.
My good man.
Lucky 13.
Yep. What is the dumbest way that you've been injured?
Okay. So, and it was a pretty good one. I was opening a coffee bag, so a big burlap sack of coffee.
Okay.
And usually I use a knife to kind of get that process started.
Mm-hmm.
And I was using a knife that was bigger than the task needed,
mm-hmm.
Which is, you know.
Now, is this corollary to your time of bond life?
Yes. This is roasting coffee in the roastery and...
Mm-hmm.
Went to open that bag, and succeeded in opening the bag, but also succeeded in stabbing myself in the hand.
Yep.
And yeah, went in pretty good. I was by myself, and I'm not a huge fan of blood.
Yeah.
So, you know, I saw that. It was bleeding all over the place. I get a little lightheaded. But finally just kind of raised my arm and drive myself to the ER.
Nice.
To get stitched up. So, yeah, that was pretty stupid.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could have been prevented.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad it didn't kill you.
So don't stab yourself in the hand.
Yeah. Question 14. What artist or song do you put on when you can't decide what to listen to?
That's seasonal too, right? Like it changes.
Sure.
I don't have a go-to all the time. Okay. Lately, I've been going between two. Maggie Rogers.
Okay.
Who is this young techno-ish singing diva that I like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend her. And then also completely opposite, right? Because he has this deep bass voice, and he's actually kind of a Christian rocker, I guess, would be the thing.
Okay.
Is John Mark McMillan.
Okay.
So Maggie Rogers, John Mark McMillan.
That's fair.
I'm going back and forth here lately. Yeah.
Question 15. What is your favorite movie?
Too many. I'll give you one of my favorites.
Okay.
And it's pretty cliche because this one's pretty out there, is Shawshank Redemption.
Okay.
Another one that's actually real high on my list that I feel like is a little more obscure is The Count of Monte Cristo.
That is a fantastic movie.
Love that one, too.
Yeah, that one is right up there for me. Yeah. Awesome.
Although Baron von Munchausen, right, that's not
very
entertaining, but not on the top of my
list.
Yeah. Although I haven't seen it in a few years, so maybe I should go back. Huh? You're saying it holds up well?
Very well. Very well. Those practical effects.
Yeah. Woo.
Question 16. What is your ideal way to spend the weekend?
Visiting someplace new with my family.
Okay.
So I like adventure and new things and trying things, but also I love to spend time with them. The challenge is my wife is not a big fan of traveling. So to get to get those two things to happen
with how much you guys travel, I just assume that you both loved it.
No, it's like, mostly me. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you also do the thing, like I've kind of like tried to emulate that philosophy in my time in getting to know you. You also take like a quarterly vacation, right?
Yep.
I've tried to emulate that. And I tell you what, it's made my year, very specifically this year, so much nicer.
Like, it's
that
good,
is, that
right?
That is a good way to live as far as like work vacation balance.
I'm a huge fan because I do think it allows me to work harder.
Yes.
Right? Because
Because
I know, hey, I've got a break coming.
Yeah. And it's like you feel like you're earning that vacation by like really pumping it out for that quarter.
Yep. So that's something I'm big into.
I agree.
Is a quarterly, and they don't all have to be epic, right? I mean,
just
weekend away kind of a thing, right?
Yeah.
But getting taking time regularly. Oh, you like that sound effect?
Yeah, I do like it. That's good. It's quality.
You can splice that in multiple places. You're welcome.
But yeah, quarterly vacation. I tip my hat to you on that one. 17, time travel. Are you going to the future, the past? Why?
Woo, that's good. That's good because there's great reasons to go both directions, right? Although I was a history major as undergrad, so
nice.
I feel like I'd have to go back.
Okay.
Right? And I'd probably, you know, back to religion. That seems like an interesting time, right?
Mm-hmm.
That time around the birth of Christ, if you believe in such a thing. If you don't, I could confirm it in my time travel.
There you go.
Right?
That's what I was wondering. I was wondering if, like, traveling back was to confirm the history books or to confirm
I think
text.
It's more to, you know, like, experience a time and see some things happen. So that would be... I guess the other option would be to, like, go stop some horrible thing from happening.
Right? Yeah. But then,
go
I mean,
kill Hitler.
My worry with that is changing even the most minuscule thing. I'd worry that, like, I wouldn't have my kid,
that's
right?
That's right. Butterfly.
Like that.
You show up back and everybody you knew is no longer exists.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. That was a decent movie. Did you see that?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. Yeah.
It's one you forget about.
It's true.
I'm going to try to find that and watch it again.
I think it was actually based on a book.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Question 18. If you could meet anyone in human history, who would it be?
Oh, gosh. I want to go obscure, right?
Sure.
Because the natural choice is like somebody
dead
epic,
do the big, yeah.
You know, like George Washington or Jesus or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But those are both pretty good choices. So let's go the classic. Let's turn it on its head.
I like that. I like turning it on its head.
Noah.
No. Okay. Yeah. I mean, he was a complicated individual, too.
Weird dude.
From what we know.
Weird dude.
Yeah.
Have you seen Evan Almighty?
Yes, I have.
There you go. It's like that.
It's fair.
Yeah.
Question 19. You, like myself, also a military veteran, right?
Yep.
Me, Navy. You, Army. What was your favorite part about being in the military?
You know, the favorite part for me, obviously the friendships you can develop in short amount of times because of the amount of time you're spending together.
Definitely.
Right, is pretty unique and tough to emulate anywhere else. But it was probably just fundamentally kind of how it changed me. I was pretty quiet when I went in.
And I can't imagine.
I know, it's pretty crazy now, right? Because I'm quite talkative now and comfortable with that. But that was what it taught me, was that, you know, there's no reason not to engage people where they're at, because everybody is coming to it with quirks.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole basic training experience and some of that training helped me realize that I can do just about anything for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So,
yeah.
So that does give you a level of confidence that has turned out to be super helpful so far in the civilian world.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I think everybody should do it.
I agree. Question 19, what was your favorite place to visit while in the Army? Now, we asked, what was your favorite place? What in your service time?
So because I wasn't in the Navy, right, uh-huh. You know, floating around on ships all over the world.
Yeah, sorry.
I only saw, you know, a few training bases and then a couple places that I can't actually even tell you I went.
Okay.
So that's a real boring answer. I guess I have to officially say Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri.
That's
also known as Fort Lost in the Woods.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Interesting. All right. So question 20. We have arrived. What would be the coolest animal to scale up to the size of a blue whale?
That's really the final question.
Yeah.
That's a letdown.
We'll see.
Yeah. Giant, enormous hedgehog.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go with hedgehog.
I lied. That wasn't the final question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there is a
bonus round.
Oh, bonus round.
Yeah. Question 21. Are you ready?
Nachos.
That's fair. What would be the worst thing for the government to make illegal, no matter how absurd, that would ultimately result in your inevitable imprisonment?
You know, I said nachos as a joke just a minute ago, but that...
Was it nachos?
I mean...
Is that...
That works.
Okay.
Completely works.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yes. Let's stick with nachos.
Yeah.
Nachos. I don't have a better answer.
I really like nachos. Yeah.
Nachos.
That would be tough.
You make nachos illegal, we're going to have a problem.
Uh-huh. That's fair.
Letting you know now.
Well, Jeremy, thank you for your time. This is the part of the interview where I get to rate your performance. I didn't know if you were ready for this part at all.
Okay.
But I don't know. I'll give you you did pretty good. I'll give you like 72 spreadsheets out of 44 purchase proposals.
That's nonsense math. I like it.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Good job, man. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for supporting Ninja Forms. This has been your Getting to Know You, Jeremy. We are over and out.
Nachos.